There we go. Okay. Howdy, folks. We're back. Welcome back. I'm the chief economist for Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Welcome back to It's the Economy, Stupid Podcast. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. We would have done this yesterday or last week, I'm sorry. We would have done this last week, but we were all feeling under the weather and getting back from 2 weeks of doing absolutely positively nothing. So we're back. And the topic for this, the very first podcast of the year, for It's the Economy, Stupid, is labor needed but not available. And this is about the current climate of the labor market. And let me tell you this about the current labor market, is that nobody is working. I mean, literally, very few people are working. And I'll tell you why. Because everyone is afraid of getting sick. And my only response to that is the response that Robin Williams gave, in which was, "Do you need Jesus?" That's about it, folks. People are afraid of getting sick. People are afraid of dying. And my response to you is, well, then go and find a local priest or shaman or whatever if you're so concerned about it. Our economy runs on laborers. There needs to be laborers just as much as there needs to be entrepreneurs, just as much as there needs to be consumers. The problem is that people are wanting, a free lunch. And let me tell you this, there is no such idea, no such concept in a free market system, in a free economic system, of a free lunch. Okay? Let me tell you what is needed is for everyone to return to their employment. I know this is not popular to say. Economics isn't about popularity. Economics is not about popularity. Economics is about one goal and one goal only. Creating wealth. You heard me hear correctly. That is the number one and only goal of economics, is to make money. The very last podcast for last year, go back and watch it. It was about social issues, and we talked about how when businesses become involved in social issues, they cease to become a business and they begin to become a lobbyist group. So please, we don't need that. But here's the thing about laborers. You are needed. Why are you not available? Yes, I know the pay is horrible. We all do. We all know the pay is horrible. Welcome to the economy. But I tell you this, is that the market today is for laborers. The labor market for the currently is one of the greatest labor markets ever in the United States. Laborers, you've got no idea how much authority you've got right now. Let me tell you how much authority you've got right now. You have got to where You are able to dictate not only the hours that you want to labor, but also the pay that you want to acquire. Think about that. And I say this to entrepreneurs everywhere. You've got to meet the criteria. You've got to meet the criteria. It's not going to be easy for entrepreneurs. It's not going to be easy. Trust me, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I wholeheartedly know what is occurring. But the problem is that laborers are dictating the market right now. And this goes very too close to communism. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, communism. And if you think we're blowing smoke up your ass, pardon my language, but we're not. And the reason why we say, the reason why I say this, here is the number one reason why, is because we have actually read the Communist Manifesto. Okay? I don't think we've had that as a topic on this podcast. Probably have it next week. But here's the thing with you laborers. You must return to employment. Entrepreneurs need laborers. Yes, I know it's not the best. The employment opportunities are not the best. Okay? But laborers, you're needed. You're necessary. All right? Become available. Again, you've got no idea how much authority you've got in the market right now. By dictating your hours, by dictating your pay. I've seen some entrepreneurs that are saying that they'll pay up to $14 an hour. And my response is, yeah, right. No laborer is going to labor for that much when there are so few people laboring. Okay? It's not going to happen. Put it up to 15 and maybe laborers will think about it. Maybe. But I'll tell you this, is that with delivery drivers, oh my gosh, I speak from a little experience with delivery driving, is that it is such a pain right now. I say this to everybody, go into your local store and purchase something yourself. Stop putting all the pressure on delivery drivers. I mean it. There's going to come, I can see it right now. There's going to come a time where delivery drivers are just going to say, I'm out of here, sucker. Stop putting all the pressure on delivery drivers. Okay? In fact, with this company, we don't usually have deliveries anymore. We've staved off of getting deliveries. If we want something, we actually go to the store. We send someone to the store to purchase something. To hell of whether they want us to wear a mask or not. If masks worked, people would not be getting sick. People are getting sick. All right? And I say this to each and every one of, and again, I've said this already. If you're afraid of getting sick, you're probably afraid of dying, go see a priest or a shaman, whatever. Okay? All right? Economics is not about your eternal soul or whatever you want to call it. Economics is about one goal and one goal only, making money. That's it. That's all economics is about. I know, shocker. You want to talk about eternal souls or anything? Go to religion. That's where you'll talk. That's where it's talked about. But here in the law of economics, this is what's talked about. is money. How do you create it? How do you generate it? And how do you maintain it? And it's created and generated and maintained when entrepreneurs, laborers, both union and non-union, and consumers cooperate together. And right now, laborers, come on. In fact, we want to put it out there to each of you right now that this company is going to be given an update by its president and CEO of how we are hiring, but it's interns and commission only. That's what it is, but we're hiring. But and the problem is that laborers don't see much of an opportunity. And my response is, hey, this company is doing its best to provide employment opportunities. It's not the best, wholeheartedly agree with you, but it's a start. And that's the problem. No one wants to roll up their sleeves and do the dirty work. They just want it done for them. That's called a free lunch. It doesn't occur in a free economic system. There's always a trade-off. All right? Okay. That's going to be it for us for this podcast. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We, for the first podcast of 2022, God help us, or whoever you pray to. I just know that this year, it's going to be interesting economic-wise. I mean, good grief, we've already seen it with gas prices going through the roof. I remember when they were $1.79, and that was 2 years ago. Now it's what, almost $3, I think, in California. It's hit $8 a gallon. Oh yeah, our economy is performing great, especially when there's very few laborers. This is a call to all laborers. Find employment. Stop relying on the government. Government does not create employment opportunities. Oh my gosh, don't get me started on Barack Obama. Huh. I know people are like, how can you go get, because he's a communist. I know everyone's going to go, wait a minute, what? You're not getting on him because of something? No, we're getting on him because he's a communist. Excuse me. Yeah, I know everyone's like, you're getting on him because he's a communist. Yes, we are. Especially when he said to us entrepreneurs, you didn't build that. Excuse me? Excuse me. We didn't build that. Yeah, we did. We built that. Don't you dare tell us we didn't build that. We entrepreneurs didn't build that. Let me let you in on a little secret, you communist idiot. Government doesn't create jobs. Laborers do not create jobs. It's us entrepreneurs who create jobs. And right now there's employment opportunities galore out there. Yeah, the pay sucks. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Pay sucks. The days suck. Wholeheartedly agree with you. But as Walter Cronkite once said, if you don't like the image in the mirror, change the image. What do you think we're doing with this podcast? We don't like the image in the mirror. We're changing the image by saying the image looks like crap. All right. That's enough of that rant and raving. I want to tell you all that Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, Aurora Cardinal, which is another sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC, also our radio industry, the radio industry of Lincoln Ledger LLC, Benny Wireless, is up and running. There's more updates of that coming from our president and CEO. It'll come today sometime. Thank you very much for listening to It's the Economy, Stupid, in which I say this to every laborer. Hello, McFlys. It's the economy, stupid. It's always been about the economy. And by the way, I tell you this, if you voted for the guy who's in the White House right now, you owe me gas money. Again, because I remember when it used to be $1.79. Yeah, I know, everyone's like, but the orange guy offended us. You offend me, but you don't hear me complaining. And by the way, if you're offended by anything that's said on this podcast, you do know it's a free country. You can move. You can move. It's a free country. It's a free economic system. You can find somewhere else to work. And right now, you can. It's a paradise. Huh. Oh, for every time I ever heard of a person saying another day in paradise, my response was always this, and it's still the same. How can you say this is paradise? This is hell. The hell are you talking about paradise? It's hell. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Welcome to 2022. I'm your chief economist for It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. We'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen, with the topic probably being the 10 planks of communism. Oh, joy. But hey, people need to learn what it's about, what communism is about. That way people can't go, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, I do. But again, folks, laborers, you're needed. But why are you not available? There's no such thing as easy money. There's no such thing as free money. And here's another thing, too. There's a petition going around for the government to give out $3,000 a month. And my response is, where do you think the money's coming from? Where the hell do you think the money is coming from? Oh my gosh. You seriously think money grows on trees? Wow, okay, idiot. Money doesn't grow on trees. It comes out of the print from the Federal Reserve. Hey-o! There was a Facebook post on, why is it that we pay taxes to pay the government? Okay, why do we pay taxes when they can just print money? That's a good question. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your chief economist for It's the Economy, Stupid, from Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. We'll see you next week, folks, for another topic. Also, if you want to be on this program, on this podcast, if you want to become a guest on this podcast, please go over to the engagement department. It is the programs committee that takes care of this. And you can go, you can be on here for a half an hour or 60 minutes. But you want to be on here, go make an appointment. It's up and running and ready. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. If you want to be a guest on here, you may. If you want to sponsor or advertise on this podcast, please go over to, it's the publicity committee of our propaganda department, I do believe. You can go and do that. It's all up and running. You can go there, have fun. Want to come on this podcast and talk about the economy and how it is the economy, stupid. And how the economy has affected you, or just want to rant and rave like is usually done on here. And this is done live. It's not recorded. It's done live, and it's streamed to all our social media platforms that we can stream to. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll see you next week, folks, from St. Clair County. Good night, Illinois, and good night, all of you.